Good day, friend. I am, as classically, driving in the car and chatting. Just have to tell you what I'm doing, but it's a little ridiculous. Okay, so I had a little bit too much to drink last night. I was at a book club with some lady friends of mine, and it was a lovely conversation. They are brilliant women, and we do talk about the book, and then also we talk about life and politics and everything you can imagine. We're like on top of the world, but there's a lot of wine, and I did bring my jam, of which it's really more of like a chutney consistency, and it has like a cherry flavor, but you know, I talk too much about my jam, I'm so sorry. but I had a little graham cracker and jam, they were loving it. And so I was at this book club last night, had too much to drink. I mean, it wasn't just the wine. I carpooled with someone, so I felt like I like had a little bit more freedom to maybe drink a little bit more than I normally would. But then like her husband came out and brought tequila out. So I was a little tipsy. So that was a fun evening. I got a little tipsy, and then I got home, and I was just like, oh, so I forgot I hadn't eaten all day. Like, that happens to me sometimes when I'm working too hard, or like, I guess I was working hard yesterday and also working hard for you, because I made that audio of of that breaking the fourth wall, the threesome with my boyfriend and you. So yeah, you know, I had a hard day, but I forgot to eat, so I was like really, really drunk. Well, I mean, me drunk. I get very, very giggly when I'm drunk, and you're like, how is that possible? How is that any different? But I get witty too. I get like super like sharp-tongued, and it's quite funny. And so I got home, I'm a little tipsy. I'm like, oh, I really could go for a fried egg right now, because I was, you know, just like sometimes you just need some food in your stomach. So I, you know, I had two bird's eggs, so I like made some I wanted to, but then I was like, I'm also like just so, I need a shower. So I hopped in the shower, like kind of a drunk shower, and that was lovely, and soaped myself up real good. I was kind of like drunk touching myself. It was, I don't know, I'm laughing again. Oh my gosh. just the thought of me being like tipsy and like fondling myself is just kind of an amusing little moment. So I got out of the shower, and I was like, I'm not putting clothes on. So I like walked to my kitchen, and I'm naked, and I'm just making a fried egg in the kitchen. And the thing is, like, I told you I live on a farm, but I'm off like a road that is mostly covered by trees, but like you could see me maybe from my kitchen with a light on if you were like maybe the neighbor across the street. The guy across the street. I'm sorry, Jim. Or maybe I'm not sorry. I bet you're not sorry. I'm sorry, Jim. Yeah. But, yeah, so I had an egg, and that was lovely. And, so right now, where am I going? Okay, I need to, like, get my act together. So I have get called in for, like, these, like, taste tests, where like some company is trying to test out some brand of blah, 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 like pasta or ice cream or whatever. They pay me like $50 to come and like eat this food and say if I like it or not. It's just like marketing research, right? And not that I really need $50, but like it's fun, you know, to just try new things, and I like to give my opinions. So that's where I'm going right now. I'm going to do that. And, you know, afterwards, like, I don't know, maybe I'll actually eat some real food so I'm not so giddy. But, so yeah, I just thought I was driving, and I thought I would kind of tell you how my day was, since I know there are some of you who like that, because you're weird. So that is really that's my update. I'll talk to you later. Bye.